Rachel is in San Jose, California, on Coast to Coast. Rachel?
Hi, Ian.
Hi.
So I wanted to weigh in on the soulmate issue.
Yeah, good.
Okay, so sorry, first time, I'm a little nervous. But
it's okay. So far you haven't thrown up, so you're doing great.
Yay. So I believe that you can have like any number of soulmates, and you know, it just depends on like what connections you have with a person when you meet them, and it doesn't have to be, you know, sexual in nature, or you know, it can be platonic. It's just, you know, what you the things in common you have with a person. And I believe that I met one of my soulmates, which was a girl from Germany, and she was trying out for the same job as me from Germany. And she ended up getting the job, but the man who hired us, like, was his au pair, and he hired me to be the his son's homeschool teacher. And from the second I met her, we were instantly, I mean, like, from the second we met, we were instantly connected. And she was here for 8 months, and, you know, she was, I know a lot of people have brought this up too, but she was born on October 2nd, just a few hours before I was born on October 3rd.
Hmm.
And we both have last names that are a type of food, and just a bunch of weird things
a
in
type
common.
Of food.
Yeah.
So do you believe in the theory that souls can split, or why is it that that person is your soul mate?
I don't know. Just if it's like necessarily soul splitting, I just think that it's like you. I feel like I was meant to meet her, and there's certain people throughout my life that I was like just meant to be attached to. And, you know, I haven't like really looked that much further into it, but I know that like it's such this random fluke that this girl in Germany and I happen to meet, and, you know, we have all this weird stuff in common, and, you know, we have, you know, plans to meet once a year for the rest of our lives, and... You know.
That's cool. Well, I love that. And it brings as many questions as it does answers. So if we have a soulmate, should it be the purpose of our life to find our soulmate? You know, whether it's a platonic relationship or a romantic one. Should we be thinking about that from the day? Should we be raising people to look for their soulmate? Does that complete us? Is that a missing part of us? Does somebody else have a fragment of the same soul? And therefore, by meeting them, we have become re-energized and empowered, just like you talk about, where you meet somebody like that, and it's like, wow, there's just so much there, and you draw from it. If it's true, we don't usually have that. We don't talk about it in the way that we should be, or raising people to believe that. And I think that there's something valuable about that. If it's true, then we ought to be able to be prepared to find our soulmate and how to recognize it when it happens.